Okay, today's Davis Baba Basra, Kuf Chav Dalet. There are actually two sponsors for today's shiur. Today's shiur is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Michael and Arlene Goldberg on the conclusion of the Shloshim for Arlene's father, Mr. Marcus Amigo Mordechai Ben Avraham. That is for today, the Goldbergs in Zecher Nishmas, Mordechai Ben Avraham. And also, today and for the next 2 weeks, there is a sponsor, Zecher Nishmas, Yosef Rafael Ben Isser. Yosef Rafael Ben Isser, so we will be announcing him for the next 2 weeks as well. Zecher Nishmas, the learning that we do. But also today we have a double sponsor. Okay, so let us continue where we are up to. Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. And we are involved in the sugya of Bechor taking Pishnayim. And the Brisa quoted yesterday said that a Bechor takes double in various items that the father had. One of them that was quoted was the Zeroa L'chayayim in the Keva. We know that every time a Yisrael shechts a chulin animal, he has to give certain portions of it to the Kohen. By a carbon, so then we know certain other portions. A chatas and a nashim, the whole animal goes to the Kohen. Right? A Yisrael's not allowed to eat it. It's a kachim, kachim. Even a shlamim, certain parts of it go to the Kohen, the chazay and the shok. And the bailim eat the rest of the meat. But when it comes to a chulin animal, then the Kohen gets the zeroa l'chayayim in the keva. So the Brisa says that a bechor takes a double portion in the zeroa l'chayayim in the keva. The question is, what exactly is the case? Ask the Gemara. If he already has it, then it's his money. What's the chiddush? If he doesn't have it yet, then it's not his money. So how could he get a double portion? It's only ra'ui if it wasn't given to him yet. So the Gemara answered about the fifth wide line on Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis that we are talking here about makire kahuna. Makire kahuna, a case where the Kohanim, there's a certain Kohen that the Yisrael always gives his matanos to. And in that case, there is a kind of quasi-kinyan that took place already. The Kohen doesn't own it, but it's already earmarked for him. And because of that, that already achieves a status in halacha that the Kohen has certain connections to it, enough to be considered muchzak, more than roi for hilchos pi shnayim. And the Gemara added on and said that it was had to be shechted in the lifetime of the father. Right, it couldn't be shechted beforehand. That would be too much roi. And the Gemara adds the line, at least according to our girsa, matanos shelo hormu kamisha hormu damu. Even though the matanos were not separated yet, the animal still was just shechted. All the parts of the animal are together, but it's as if it was already separated and given over to the Kohen. So let's just talk about the two issues that I spoke about very quickly of them this year yesterday that come up on this sugya, on this line. First, the question is about the lashon of matanos shelo hormu kamisha hormu damyin. Says the Ritva, say all the Rishonim, this is an unusual usage of the term. Right? What does it mean? Matanos shelo hormu kamisha hormu damyin is usually something that has to be hufrash, that has to be separated. You don't know what it is yet. So if it's not separated, it's as if it's separated. I have trumas and maestras, right? And I didn't take off the truma and maestra yet. So maybe before the hufrash, it's as if it was hufrash already, right? Maybe they're using breira type of, getting into breira type of discussions. So it's a very unusual lashon because here you see the zroa. So it's not separated physically from the rest of the animal yet. But could you use the principle of matanos shelo hormu kamisha hormu damyin? So says the Ritva, Yesh befarshim the afilu hachi kivan dehein mechubaros beguf habehema mihas, since it's still physically attached to the animal, lo shayich bel, I'm sorry, yeah, let's read the next one, I read the wrong line, v'anachon, shezel lashon mushalhu. Doesn't really mean it. It's a borrowed term. V'yachi ka'amar. D'ksavar d'matanos shelo hormu miguf ha-behema ki'ilu hormu v'nitnu l'kohen b'yadahu. It's as if it's given over. You're right, the lashon really doesn't make sense here because it's already nikar. D'kiva d'makire kahunahu kiva ch'nishchata ha-behema zoch ha-akon b'matanoseha b'chol makom shehein. Right, that's the related to the first issue about that lashon. So the Ritva says it doesn't really fit here. The Tosas Rid is not even goreis it. He says Rabbeinu Shmuel and others goreis it, but he doesn't feel that you should go. You should goreis it. The Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbi Yonah says that maybe there is an explanation that can be given. Rabbi Yonah says, he asks again the same question that the others say. My shayach lameimar lidin zro l'chayim akeva kamisha hermu kivin di dikarim bimakomam kibufu rashim ba'om dimdami. It's as if it's already nikar. V'nira be'enai pirusha shel davar. Says Rabbi Yonah, this is what I think the pshat is. Ksavar, matano shel hermu. What does that mean? V'shem matanos aleihem. Afal pi shel hermu. It doesn't mean that it gets a shame trumus and maestris, and therefore it's usher before that, but it gets a shame matana. It's still getting a status. You're giving it to a kohen. It's one of the matanas kahuna. So it's not the same as if it's not hufrash, but it's shame matana. Hilkach, I asa liyada to kohen bitivlaihu, zacha bohem vein balabais yachol ahosi miyado, the shame matanos alayhem. Let's see, the kohen gives the entire animal to the kohen. The Bailam give the entire animal to the Kohen without designating this, the Zerol HaChaim and the Keva. So the Benyona, it doesn't matter. The Zerol HaChaim and the Keva are already designated because they are considered matonos automatically right when they are shechted. If you would have said, Lav Kamisha Hermu Damian, so the Benyona clarifies, if you wouldn't have said this principle, if you would have said Lav Kamisha Hermu Damian, then even if you would have said Makire Kahuna, the principle that it's as if it came to the out of the Kohen, here you wouldn't have been Zocha to it. Why? Kivan de Ein Sham Matana Alehem, the Ein Nesina Miskayemes Bahem, Ache Yermu Venos Noliado. Even if you would hold to the principle of Makire Kahuna, if you wouldn't say Kamisha Hufreshu, so then we would say it does not achieve the status of Matana, and therefore does not go to the Kohen. So the Ravina Yonah takes the Lashon very seriously. So you have the Ritva, who says the Lashon Mushal, the Tosfos Reader, who says forget the Lashon, don't be goris it, and the Ritva, who explains it, that it still has to be called a Lashon of Matana. That is all. Can it be connected to Kala Roy Labila? I don't know, once it's shechted, once it can be Hufrash, but Rabbi Yonah is saying, even if it can't be Hufrash, there's an issue of Kamisha Hufrashu or Lo Kamisha Hufrashu. Kol Arai would mean the second that it can be, it is. But the Rabbi Yonah is saying it could be that even if it can be, it's not. So I don't know if it's automatically Kol Arai Le'Bilos. So that is issue number one. Issue number two is on the issue of, that was on the second Lashon of the Gemara, Matana Shelo Hermu. But now go back to the first line, first part of the line that we just read. Makire Kahuna Askinan. We are talking about Makire Kahuna. What is that? What is the importance of that? And therefore, the Bechor takes a double portion in the Zerul L'Chaim and the Keva that his dead father was already almost Zocha to. So Makire Kahuna. So that's the important Lashon of Tosas that we read in the middle of Tosas Hacha. The Aser Lachzer Bo. And it's Aser to retract, even though you didn't give it yet. The second that I shecht, because I always give it to a certain Kohen, so that Kohen, it's as if I already gave it to him, and I can't retract from it. And even if I really wanted to, when I really changed my mind, it would work. I could give it to another Kohen, but still, it's usur to retract. And because it's usur to retract, that already is strong enough to create a connection for this specific Kohen. Become akom, kol kama de lo hadar, as long as I did not retract, have kemuchsak. I'm still considered as if I am muchsak. Okay, so that is the Tosfos Hashita. Rabbeinu Yonah, again Rabbeinu Yonah on this sugya argues. Rabbeinu Yonah says, how can you say that? If you're able to retract, how can you say it's as if you got it? I could decide tomorrow to give it to somebody else. How can you say it's yours? It must be, since it's usur, go one step further. Then Chazal were misakin that you're not allowed to, and it's not going to work if you retract. Chazal have that power. They can decide this is kind of connected to Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. It has to do with Manas Kahuna, but it's connected to Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. Says the Rabbeinu Yonu, Mistavrolam, Kivach Yachol Balabayis. He asks on Tosfos first. Kivach Yachol Balabayis Lachzerbo, Enam Amonishol Zek Kochal, Vech Yitobo Pachar Pishnayim. So he says, it must be, Mishut Bakire Kahuna, Eno Yachol Lachzerbo, Me Idna de Ishtachet, O Mishum de Sviralan Kareb Yosi, De Omar Asu Esche Eno Zoche, Kizoche. Right, that is the Shita of Rabbi Yosi Maseches Gittin, but that is the Machlokas Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah here, how it works. So what's the Svar of Tosfos? How can Tosfos say what he says? How can he say, I'm able to retract and change my mind and not give it to you, and yet, until I change my mind, it's considered yours, and it's considered Muchsak for your son. How could that work? So says the Stipler, you have to You have to add on one detail. This is not a general principle. Why? What makes this case unique? This is a matnas kahuna. Some kohen is going to get this. A kohen is going to get it. So it's what we call mamon hashevet. It belongs to the shevet of the kohanim. So once that occurs, then you're halfway already there. All the Bailam have to do is to figure out which Kohen they are going to give it to. It's not stam, I'm going to give you something, and then I can change my mind. Of course there it's not going to work. But if it's a specific case here where you're going to give it to one of these Kohanim, and the second you're going to give it to one of these Kohanim, you're choosing which Kohen that already is less needed, and therefore that's why it can work here as long as there is an Isser. That's like the Lashon of Rashi in Maseches Gittin, where the Sugya Makiri Kahuna comes up on Daf Lamed. Rashi says, if somebody has Makiri Kahuna, then all the other Kohanim in the Shevet are Mesiach Das from getting it. They're Mesiach Das. That's Rashi's Lashon. So, is it really this Kohen's, this specific one's? Not Vadai, but because all other Kohanim have already been Mesiach Das from getting this, so it's as if you got it, until you change your mind. That's the language of the stipler here in Bava Basra in Simin Lamed Zayin. Manus Kehuna hu mamana shevet, gam kodem nesina, kidamrina makama duchte, bibne gezel ha-shevet. Umashman continues, V'nira d'chenu gamkein inni makirei kehuna. V'yacharei sh'atora zichza tovas hanol abaylim. V'abaylim hevtichu l'makireyim ba'ofan sh'asur lahem l'achzor. V'meila avishar kohanim d'chuyin minetilat manas kehuna elu. V'miyuchad l'zeh hamakiro. It is good enough. Based on this discussion of Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah with the stipler explaining, so now the next nafkamina that the Ksos brings up, you see, is not so clear. The Ksos says in Simen Reish Ayin Ches, based on this Tosfos, you know what I would say? Says the Tosfos, Musupakani, I have a suffix. Be'echad she'nishba litein matano l'chaveiro chefetz ploni. Reuven promises to give Shimon a certain item, and then Shimon dies. Shimon dies before Reuven gives it to him. Umeis hamakabel kodem shehigia hamatana liyado im havi ra'u lagabi b'chor kiva deshvuein os a kinyan. I swore I'm going to give it to you. That's not a kinyan, so maybe it's not considered muchzak. It's only ra'i. The son will not get a double portion. O neima or kiva ditzarech lekayim shvua. So since I have to be mekayim my shvua for aser lo lachzar havi lechefet shenishma lases lo kimo muchzak. He says, you know what the answer is? Tosis in Yesh Nochlin, Kufchav Gimel. He quotes our Tosis. But if you have the stipler now in our explanation of Tosis, it's not so clear. And this is what the Nesiva says. Tosis is a unique case. It's not in general whenever it's usher to retract. No, it's Makirei Kahuna here. It's Mamon HaShevet. It belongs to the whole Shevet of the Kohanim. That's why it's easier to create the status of Muchsak. It's not always that you say, oh, if it's usher to retract, then it's as if the person has it already. No, you don't always say that. So that is the discussion of the Ksos and the Nesivas there, but the roots of it are already in the stipler. Will the Yisomim, well, now we're talking about the Makabel died.
Oh, Makabel.
The Makabel died, not the Nosein. The Makabel died. You also, at the stipler, also make notes. He says, I don't understand the whole case of the Ksos. It could be if the guy says, I promised to give it to you, maybe I didn't have in mind to give it to your Yarshim. Maybe that wasn't even the Das of the Shvua. So even forgetting the issue of whether it's Muchzuk or not, maybe he doesn't have to give it at all because he did not want to give it to this person. Okay. That is a discussion here on this line. Again, Makirei Kahuna and Matano Shelo Hermus. Now let's continue. The Gemara keeps discussing the Braisa that was quoted. Six lines up from the bottom. Mukdashin. The Braisa quoted, second word on the line. Mukdashin. The Braisa quoted that a firstborn gets a double portion of the karbanos, of the mukdashin, of the karbanos. The question is, lavdi deinenu, what do you mean? How does a bachar get a double portion of karbanos? It's not his. In either case, if he's a Yisrael, it's not his. And if he is a Kohen, it's mimamun gavoa, kazachu. So what's the case that a bachar will get a double portion in a karban? Answers the Gemara, bekadshim, the Kachim Kalim, the Aliba de Rabbi Yossi Eglili. We're talking about Kachim Kalim, and it's according to Rabbi Yossi Hagalili, to Amar Mamun Bailam Hu. We have elsewhere in Shas, the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Eglili, who holds that by Kachay Kachim, for sure, is not belong to the owner. If a Kohen takes his carbon chatas that he's about to eat and tries to give it to a woman and get married with it, so it's not his. It's mamon gavoa. It's not going to work. Chatas asham. But by kadshe kalim, it works. Is it before Misa, after Misa? The Gemara Baba Kama in the first parak discusses it. But at least at a certain stage of kadshe kalim, it belongs to the person, according to Rabbi Yosei Glili, mamon bailim, and therefore that is what the son will get a double portion in. Where does he say this? Tanya. He says this in Vayikra. Uma'ala ma'al bashem. Somebody's ma'al bashem. What is that pasuk talking about? It's not talking about me'ila. Me'ila, this, or getting benefit from the Beis HaMikdash, is not talking about that. Ma'al here just means you do a treacherous act to God. The context is Shvuas HaPikadon. Shvuas HaPikadon, one of the few averos, one of the four averos, three averos, that a person brings a carbon asham for, instead of a carbon chatos. If I have an item of yours, any type of item, it could be something I found that belongs to you, it could be an object that you gave me to watch, it could be money that I stole. If I have any item of yours, and you come and say, can I have it back, and I swear that I don't have it, I swear I don't have your item, and then I admit that I do have your item. In that case, that is called a carbon shvua. I have to bring a carbon shvua sapikadon, and I have to pay. But that's the context here. Ma'ala ma'al bashem. But what is that? Do you only have to bring the carbon, and the halachas only kick in if you swore about something that belongs to you or belongs to your friend. But if it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, then all halachas are not going to kick in. So Rabbi Yosei Aglili says, ma'ala ma'al bashem even applies l'rabos kachim kalim, shein mamon bailim, divrei Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Rabbi Yosei Aglili says, if I have your kachim kalim, if I have your shlamim in my backyard, and I swear and I deny having it, and then I admit to it afterwards, so all the halachas of Shavuos HaPikadon kick in. So what do you see from there? According to Rabbi Yosei Aglili, kachim kalim is considered mamon bailim. Right, the other nafkamina, as we always say, the greatest litmus test for bailus is to get married with it. Right, that's what the Rashbam says. Somer mo'en bailam heim, l'chol davar af l'kadesh es ha'isha. Right, that's the highest standard litmus test to be mekadesh and isha. And the Rashbam knows that we were confused with the lashon of ma'al. What do you mean it's not about me'ila? That's what he says four lines from the bottom, at the end of the line. V'hach me'ila d'hacha eino ela lashon shinui. Right, me'ila, don't think me'ila here means me'ila. That's a different avera. But here it just means, shinu, you changed, you deviated from the norm, from admitting to having it. Right, like an isha sota, umala boma'al. Right, the me'ila. Okay, but either way, that is the next line of the Braisa, Mukdashin. What is the case of Mukdashin where the Bechor gets Pishnayim? That's a case, according to Rabbi Yosei Aglili, it is kachay kalam. Next line of the Braisa. Hiniach lena vien paramuch keres umus keres biadachirim. If the father had a cow that was rented out or was you being used by a sharecropper, so it wasn't in his rishus, oshaisa roba afar v'yalda, or it was out in the field, in the yard, and it had a baby. Bechor nota ba pishnayim. So in these cases, a bechor takes a double portion. So says the Gemara, why do you need both of these cases? Hashta muhkaris umuskaris. The lab bershuse demara did tu kaima amrit shakil. If in a case where it's sharecropped or invested out, there it's really not in the father's rishus, and yet you say it's good enough to be considered the father's, and the bechor will get a double portion. Then surely roa ba'afar mi boy. So if it's in my yard, if it's in the father's yard, of course you're going to get a double portion. If it's already out, muhkaris or muskaris, you can get a double portion. So what's the chiddush in the other case? Roa ba'afar mi boy. So hakamash malan, the Gemara answers, to muhkaris or muskaris, dum yudaroa ba'afar. It's to compare the two cases. Maro ba'afar, shivcha de memeila ka'asi, v'loka chasi be'mazona. The only time roa ba'afar is going to work, the chiddush is where the yarshim did not cause the appreciation to occur. The animal had the baby by itself. They didn't do anything. So therefore, that shavah can be linked already to the state of the animal while it was still on the rishus of the father. So because they, the yarshim, didn't do anything themselves. So just like Rabba Afar has that, so too, af muhkeres umuskeres, shivcha d'meila ka'asi, l'chasi y'mezoni. So too, by muhkeres umuskeres, the only type of case that we're talking about here is where the yarshim are not feeding it. It's not that it's being supported by the Yarshim, because if it was, then it would not be called Shivcha D'Memela, appreciation that happens by itself, and the Bechor would not take Pishnayim. It's only because it is Shevach D'Memela Ka'asi. Right, that's what the Rashbam says on top. Kamairi, the ain malun lo hayisomim mizonos. The yisomim are not giving feed to this animal, so therefore, that's why the Bechor takes a double portion. What is the chiddush then? What's the chiddush of this case? The Rashbam continues and says, why do you have the case of mukharis and muskaris at all? There's an added chiddush. Because even though the yorshim are not feeding this animal, the sharecropper is. Whoever's taking care of this animal is. So you might say, there is a cause of appreciation after the father died. So maybe that's not considered muhsak, and the Bechor should not take pishnayim. That's the chiddush. Second skinny line in the Rashbam. Sakadai de chamina. Kol muhkeres umuskeres lo shivcha de memelahu, ela al yedei b'nei adam, shechorshin ba va'ovdin ba, v'lo lishko ba b'char pishnayim. You might think that other people are appreciating the animal by feeding it and doing other actions. So therefore you might say the Bechor does not take a pishnayim in that, kamash malan, still they do, because the yarshim themselves aren't doing it. Kiva da yosem atzman in charshim bahen, fein tarchan bahen ala achayrim, shivcha de memela chashvin ala. It's considered enough, shivach de memela, enough for the halacha of Bechor. Okay, this was all the Brisa that spoke about a Bechor taking Bishnayim and all of these items. In the Zerah L'chaim and the Keva, and in the Kachim, and in the Shevach, that the Nechasim go up after the father dies, as long as it's Shevach to Memela. So, Mani, says the Gemara, who is this like? This whole discussion is like Rebbe Hi. The Tanya, Rebbe says, Ein Bechor Noto Pishnayim B'Shevach Sheshibchu Nechasim L'achar Mises Avihen. The Tanakama first. The Tanakama says, a Bechor does not take Pishnayim in any appreciation after the father died. That's the sheet of the Tanakama. It doesn't matter if it's Shevach to Memela. Right? Well, we'll see what type of Shevach to Memela. Most Shevach to Memelas. It doesn't matter. Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says, Omer Ani, I say, Bechor notel pishnayim b'shevach sheshivchu nechasim l'achar mises avihen. A Bechor takes a double portion with shevach that the nechasim automatically appreciated after the father died, because then again, that's all linked back to when the father was alive. Avalo b'shevach sheshivchu yisomim l'achar mises avihen. But they don't take a double portion in shevach that the animal appreciates that the yisomim caused, because then it already belongs to the estate. The estate caused that appreciation, so therefore they'd split that equally. Okay, that is the first part of the Braisa. We'll continue the rest of the Braisa in a minute. But this is the Machlokas Rebbe in the Tanakama, whether Bechor takes Pishnayim by Shevach that happens automatically. We haven't said this in a while, so let's say it now. Rebbe is the only Tana throughout Shas that uses the Lashon of Omer Ani. Rebbe Omer Ani, a few times in Shas. You have this in Masechah Sanhedrin, you have this elsewhere. So what does that mean, Omer Ani? I say. What does he say? He's a Balgaiva. The Mishnah in Sota, the end of Sota, says, Misha Meis Rebbe Batla Anava. Right, when Rebbe died, Anava, humility, left the world. So he was one of the most humble people in the world, in history. So what does it mean, Omer Ani? So Rabbi Yosef Engel writes, in the Beis HaOtzar, in Klal Lam and Gimel, under Omer Ani, he says, is like nowadays when we write La Ani as Daiti. Every tshuva sefer, after they ask a question, they want to give their own humble opinion. Lani is died. He said, Omer Ani, I say. Okay, I'm nobody. I say this. You don't have to trust me on it. But Omer Ani, this is what he said. He quotes, obviously, pre-computers, Kiddushin Daftes, Kitten Lamedches, Lamedtes, Nun Beis. He quotes all the Gemaras where Omer Ani comes up, including ours. The question is, what does that mean? Omer Ani says, "Vihine Havanas Inyan Alashon Omer Ani Sheyeshagar Alashonu Sherebi Nirashu Al Derech Anava." As it says, "Mishmeis Rebbe Batla Anava VaKavana Sheinenu Omeres Hadin VaHadaver Derech Hechlet Rav Omer Oso BiYuchaz Alatzmo Shelo Nirakach." And then he quotes, based on Api Kabbalah, Talmidei HaBesht, it's even deeper. Talmidei HaBesht write, Ki derech anshei hama'ala hagdolim lehisbonein al kol diburehem uma'aseihem. Great people think all about their words and their actions. She'ein heim hamadabrim. It's not even me talking. I don't have any cough myself. It's not me. It's my ani in me that's expressing something. The ha'osim b'koach atzmam. I don't do anything myself. Ra'koach eloki asher bahem u'b'chol hanivraim. Everything, it's the koach, it's the spiritual essence in me that is talking. V'chol atam ketam Hashem svasai tiftach uchanoda. Noda to him, maybe not so much to us. V'hinei yitachein gam kein kazeh havanas lashon omer ani. Dahainu tekdimal diburo shelo hu b'chach maso ubtfunaso hu haomer. V'hamasig sha'adinu kach l'kach. Rak koach eloki asher bo hui ashchina hakadosha hamachayet kol hanevraim v'nikris ani kenoda b'chachmas ha'emes. Maybe also quoting ani is not just a lashon of humility, but it's the ani in me. It's not really me. It's the ani in me, which is the koach eloki, but he's not taking any credit for himself, too. And then finally, he says punchlines. Listen to this. He says, "Kamo shelo nimsa shkiras lashon omer ani l'shum echad min hachachamim rak l'rebi." Just like you only find this language by Rebbe, he says it's also a dvar chiddush because he says kimedumeli. Now we can check it on the computer. Kimedumeli shebechol hamikra. Lo nimsu tevos omer ani zulas pam achas. The phrase omer ani only appears one time in Tanakh. Tehillim memhe. Rachash libi davar tov. My heart started shaking for a good thing. Omer ani ma'asai lamelech. I say, says David HaMelech, my actions are for the king. Lishoni eight sofer, my tongue becomes a scribe. A scribe with a quill mahir, a quick scribe. What's going on here? Why dafka omer ani? What is the pasuk talking about? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel. I think it's talking about the nevuah of Rabbi Danasi writing down Torah Shebal Peh. Because he says, omer ani ma'asai lamelech, my actions are for the king, meaning this is l'shem shamayim. Eis lasos l'shem eferu torasecha. And what does he say? My heart trembles, and the Lashon is, Lushoni, my tongue, eight sofer. Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebachsav. He's writing it down. That's the Omer Ani. So David HaMelech is alluding to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, his descendant. His own, Rebbe came from David HaMelech. His own descendant, he was a Nasi. V'yakin Yishlam, v'mikra zeh, romes, baruach ha-kodesh al-Rebbe. V'chibra ha-mishnah shalo, d'varm Shebal Peh, yet ha-rashal omer b'chsav. V'Rebbe chibra ha-mishnah, b'shum eis lasos, l'ashem etheir torasecha. That's Rachash Libi. Davar Tov, Omer Ani, Maasai Lamelech. Unbelievable. And then he even says, Lishoni, Dehana Mashasurach Lehiyamer, Belashon Dvarm Shalpe, Ani Rotel Takin Shinechta, Beit Sofer Mahir. Libi Davar Tov, Sofe Tevos Rebbe. Libi Davar Tov. Gematria, Yehuda Hanasi. Ramuz Hashem Rebbe Shekinu Chachamim, Vegam Shmo Atzmai, Yehuda Hanasi. You need a Rav Yosef Engel to tell you that type of art. Baruch Hashem. We have such people in our Masorah. Okay, we continue now. That's Omer Ani. You just have a little phrase, Omer Ani. You don't think it's such a major thought. He makes it major. Vayter in the Braisa. Vayter in the Braisa talking about what does a Bechor get Pishnayim in? Yarshu Shtarchov Bechor Nota Pishnayim. If Yarshin Eshtarchov, a father is owed money, and he has the shtar, a bechor takes pishnayim in that. Why? That's the chiddush of shibudim. If I have a shtar, they owe me money. I have a connection, but maybe even a quasi kinyan in your property. That's the language of the Ritva in the first parak in Maseches Kiddushin. A quasi kinyan. That's what a shibud is. So it's like it's muchzak already. That's how Rov Rishonim understand it. It's dafka shtar. There is a chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah, even milveh alpeh. It's all loans. All loans. Why does it say milveh b'shtar? Okay, but really it's milveh, even milveh alpeh. The Bechor would get pishnayim in according to this braisa. Yotz aleim shtarchov. What about the opposite? If the yarshim owe money, a shtarchov went out on their father, Bechor no tein pishnayim. Just like a Bechor is going to take a double portion, he has to pay a double portion in the loan that is owed by the father. V'yim amar einino sein v'einino tel rashoi. But if he wants to say, let's say the loan that is owed is much larger. So he says, you know what? I'm not going to take double, and I'm not going to give double. He's allowed to say that. He's allowed to be mochel. This is an important halacha. A bechor is allowed to be mochel on his double portion. A son cannot be mochel on his ikur, yerusha, his pashut. That he could take it and he could give it to whoever he wants, but he can't be mochel. I don't want it to kick in, because that's the mitzvah of yerusha. So maybe this also maybe it's connected to the Rambam. The Rambam holds that it's all one big mitzvah. If Bechor taking Pishnayim is a separate mitzvah, maybe you'd say he can't be mochel. because it's a separate mitzvah. But if it's just a prompt in Dina Yerusha, then as long as you're not ruining the rest of Dina Yerusha, it's okay.
All debts of the father, the son has to pay double.
If he gets a double portion, he might have to pay double, or at least, I don't know if double. Double might here mean, you know, as if he's two sons, another section. Right, only for karka, right? Only metalti the asmi, not meshubed. Only karka. My time, period. That's the end of the brisa. My time, I under Rabbanon. What's the reason for the Rabbanon? Going back to the Tanakhama. What's the reason that only Shevach, that even Shevach that happens by itself is not good enough? Amar Kra Lassis Lopishnayim, Matana Kari Rachmana. The Torah calls Yerusha Matana, Lassislo. Ma Matana Dematiliyade. Just like a gift is not yours until you get it. Avchelik, or somebody gets it on your behalf and is you. Avchelik Bachara Dematiliyade. So to the Chayav B'chor, until it comes to your hand, it is not considered Muchsak. V'Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, no, Amar Kra Pishnayim, Makish Chelek B'chor L'Chelek Pashut. Pishnayim, so you see, it takes two portions, so in that phrase, you have the single and the extra, to compare them. Ma Chelek Pashut, just like the portion, the regular portion, Afa Gadol Amad L'Yadei, just like a son Yarshin's, even the Chelek Pashut, even though the father does not have it, yet, it's not Muchsak, Av Chelek B'chor, Afa Gadol Amad L'Yadei. So to the Chelek B'chor, even though the father does not have it yet. What does each one do with the other one's makar? V'rabbanan nami haksiv pishnayim. What do the rabbanan do with pishnayim? The rabbanan would say that you don't, the bechor does not get double in the shevach. Hahu l'mitzvah lai lei achad mitzvah. That is to teach me pishnayim. That's to teach me that if there are a number of fields, a bechor is entitled to two fields next to each other. He could demand, I don't want two fields in two different places. Give me the two fields next to each other. That's what he can demand. Can he demand this even if one of those fields is iddis? Is better value, better quality than all the other fields? Can he demand that he'll just pay back and he'll give, he'll pay back the difference to the other sons? So the rush back in the first parak, in Simon Memvav, in the first parak, says no. He says only if they're equal. Only if they're equal portions could the Bechor say, because then it's right, Zen and Zelochasar. But, says the Magen Mishnah, he thinks the Rambam, and it's also the Rimigash, the Nilcha Shreinim, in Yud Beis Beis, he thinks that it's even if it's Idis, he gets this. Because if it's just the basic din, if it's all equal, then there's no Chiddush. We know that, Zen and Zelochasar. We know that from other contexts. But the Chiddush here must be a special Limud, even if it's Idis, the other brothers have to give it to the Bechor. The Rebbe, Nami Haksiv Lasislo, Rebbe who says that a Bechor gets Pishnayim even if it's not actually Muchsak, what does he do with the Rabbanan's Pasik of Lasislo? Hahu, Shimam, Reini, Notav, Reini, Notav, Reini, that's what he uses for. It's called a Matana to tell me that a Bechor could be Mochel if he wants to. Fine. Amma Rav Papa, says Rav Papa, Machlokas Rishonim, is Rav Papa arguing on the whole previous discussion or is he explaining? Let's go with the explaining one. Rav Papa is saying, the Rabbanan do hold of some type of Shevach that the Bechor could get double in. Dikla va'olim, if you have a little tree that became thicker. Ara va'asik sirton, land that improved and became fertilized and became more fertile, to kuliam lo pliga de shakel. That's just considered a natural growth, and a bechor will get a double portion of that, even according to the Rabbanan. Ki pligi, the machlok is only if it's something new. Bechafura v'havi shuvli, if there were just shoots of the little growths of the crop, and then it became whole crops. Shulufafe v'havi tamri, if it's just blossoms, and then it became full dates. Right, that's really a shinui. Demar savar shivcha dememela, umar savar ishtini. That's the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rebbe. The Ritva here has an interesting line where he says, what about an animal? Let's say an egel v'nasa shor. Egel v'nasa, a calf when the father died and it became an ox. So what about that? So there too, says the Ritva, the Rabbanan would agree that the Bechor gets pishnayim. It's not like kilchos. Shinoi kone by Geneva. That's what we had. That's back in Meruba. Egel v'nasa shor, right? Gedi v'nasa ayol, something like that. So that's a shinoi kone. It changes hilch for hilch as Geneva. But for here, it says the Ritva, is considered a natural growth, and therefore Bechor will get p shnai. Okay, last line. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Amar Reb Chiya. Asa kedivrei Rebbe. Asa kedivrei Chachamim. Asa. Whoever you go like, it's okay. Whoever you go like. Does that mean you have a choice? The rabbi has a choice. We don't know who to paskin like. Says Rabbi Chanan, he doesn't have a choice. Because usually, if you don't know what to do, what's the usual rule? If you don't know what the halacha is, the muhsa gets it. Says Rabbi Chanan, this means if a dayon really thinks one way. He thinks one of them is right, and he has rayos mechrachos. If he has rayos mechrachos, then he could go to either one. This is not just do whatever you want. It's not like David Kamar Ovid, David Kamar Ovid, which we have elsewhere. But this is, you could do either one if you have rayas to either one. Misafkale, because why you allowed to do this? Because we're really not sure. I halacha kerbi mechaveirov, alo mechaveirov, halacha kerbi mechaveirov, avilu mechaveirov. We know there's a principle we pass on like Rebbe. When do we pass on like Rebbe? If he argues with one person, or if he argues with a whole group of people, the Rabbanon. How powerful is Rebbe? We're not sure. So therefore, the rabbi, if he thinks one way strongly, he could pass in that way. Discussion in Tosfos on top, is this a suffik in Kala Torah Kula? Because in other Gemaras, it's clear that we only pasken like Rebbe Mechaveirov, Volo Mechaveirov. So why here do we have a suffik about it? So maybe it's only in this Machlokas. We're not sure about this Machlokas. We have a serious Shaila. Amrav Nachman Amar Rav, Asr Lasas Kedivei Rebbe. Rav says, no, it's Asr to go like Rebbe. Kasavar Halacha Rebbe Mechaveirov, Volo Mechaveirov. Because he paskens clearly. The Halacha is like Rebbe, only Mechaveirov. For Rav Nachman Didei Amar, Rav Nachman though himself says, Mutr Lasas Kedivei Rebbe. Kasavar halacha k'rebi mechaveirov avila mechaveirov. You had to go like Rebbe. Amar Rava asur. The Bach changes this. Hilchasa k'rebi. The halacha is like Rebbe. V'im asa asui. The halacha is like Rebbe. And if you did it, you did it. What does that mean? Kasavar matin itmar. What does matin mean? Matin means that maybe you go like the Rabbanu l'chadchila, but if you did like Rebbe, you're not chozer the din. That's matin. You lean to Rebbe if need be. Period. Tani Rav Nachman Bishar Sifrei Debei Rav. Rav Nachman quoted a brisa from the other svarim of Rav. What does this mean? Shar Sifrei Debei Rav. So you look in the Rashbam. Sifra Debei Rav Hainu Toras Kohanim. Sifra de Beirav, that refers to Torah's Kohanim, is the Medrash Halacha on Sefer Vayikra. Brisa shall Sefer Vayikra. Shar Sifra de Beirav, Kari le Medrash shall Sefer Bamidbar. Miva Yishalchum in a Machaneh, Ad Sof HaSefer Eile Hadvarim. Umechilta, Tahainu Medrash Eile Shmos. So, Shar Sifra de Beirav are Medrash Halacha on Shmos Bamidbar and Zvarim. That's what the Rashbam says. But the main Sifrei Debei Rav is Torah's Kohanim, the Medrash Halacha on Vayikra, but the Mechilta on Shmos, and the Sifri on Bamidbar and Devarim, that's what's being referred to in Shar Sifrei Debei Rav. So here with Darshaning of Pasukim Devarim, that's how you know it's from the Sifri. B'chol HaShem Yimatzei Lo, so anything that's found by the father, the Bechar gets a double portion. Sorry? Bey, the Yeshiva of Rav. This is what they studied in the Yeshiva of Rav. The Midrashim are earlier. Yeah, but these are the Midrashim that were studied in Beirav. They weren't produced by the Yeshiva of Rav, but they were studied in the house of Rav, in the Yeshiva. B'chol HaShem Yimatzei Lo, Prat L'Shevach Sheshbichu Yarshim L'Achar Mises Aviyan. So we're about to quote Brises, some pro-Rebbe, some against Rebbe. So B'chol HaShem Yimatzei Lo, that excludes Shevach, that the Yarshim were Mashbiach after the father died. Aval Shevach Sheshbichu Nechasim L'Achar Mises Aviyan. But natural Shevach that happens, Shakil, the Bechar takes a double portion, Umani, Rebbe he. So this Brise is like Rebbe. Right, because Shevach that happens naturally is considered Muchzak. Tani, Rabbi Barchama, Bishar Sifrei Debei Rav, he has a different brisa. B'chol HaShem Yimatzei Lo, Prat L'Shevach Sheshbichu Nechasim L'Achar Mises Aviyan. Excluding all Shevach. V'kol Shekein Shevach Sheshbichu Yarshin L'Achar Mises Aviyan. D'lo Shakel. Surely Shevach of the Yarshim had a hand in. Umani, Rabbanan he. So, two different brises, one supporting Rebbe, one supporting the Rabbanan. Period. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ein Bechar Notel Pishnayim B'milveh. A Bechar does not take a double portion in a milveh. Bechar doesn't take a double portion if their father is owed money. So, Laman, who are we talking about? Ilema L'Rabbanan. If we're talking about according to the Rabbanan Shita, right, who says that Shevach, what do they say? That you don't take any Shevach afterwards. They have a more hard Shita. So, Hashta Shivcha De'isa Birshusei. Amir Rabbanan Lo Shakil. Shevach, natural growth within the Rishus, already is not called Muchzak. Milveh Miboy, of course a Milveh. is not considered mukhsa, because that the father doesn't even have right now. So surely there, the Bechor would not take a double portion. So what does the Gemara not answer here? Maybe there's a difference between milva bishtar and milva alpeh. That's the raya of some Rishonim, that when we said before in Amud Aleph, milva bishtar was lav dafka. Because why did the Gemara answer a chilik here? That was Rabbeinu Yonah's raya. But anyway, so the Gemara says, Ela la Rebbe. So it must be Rebbe. Rebbe is this opinion that says you don't take a double portion in milva. So the Gemara says, why not? Ela hadatanya yarshu shtarchov becharnoto pishnayim bein b'milva bein b'ribis mani. But according to the one, we have another brayso that says the yarshim get a double, the bechar gets a double portion in milva, and even in the ribis money that's owed to him. He's doing an avera, but it's even the ribis money. So mani lo Rebbe lo rabbanan. That's neither. Why? Because we just said Rebbe allows you do not take a double portion in milva, and here it says you do. And it's not the Rabbanan who just reject everything. So really we say, La'olam Rabbanan. Really, it's the Rabbanan Shita who say that you don't take a double portion in a milve. Ivi Yitzchak, what's the Chiddush? Then we said it's obvious. No, not so obvious. Salkata de Chamina, we might have said milve. Kivan de Nakit Shtara, Kiman de Gav Yadame. By milve, since he's holding the shtar as if it's collected, as we said before, the concept of shibudim, the concept of, I already have a zechus in your property, so it's as if it's collected already, kamash malan. That's the chiddush, we don't say that. That's why, though, you have to say the brisa. Next, last section, shalchumitam. Shalchumitam, but there is an important discussion on this last section. Shalchumitam, they sent from there, from Eretz Yisrael, b'char noto b'shnayim b'milve avoloberibis. Another brisa that has a chilek. A bechar takes double in milveh, but not ribis. The question is, Laman, who is this going according to? E lema le rabbanon, if this is going according to the rabbanon, no, hashta shivcha de isa bershusei, amri rabbanon de lo shakel, milveh mi boy, same question that we had before. The rabbanon say you don't take any shevach, that happens naturally. Surely a milveh, which is not even in the father's bershus yet, el ala rebbe. So it must be rebbe. Rebbe, ala rebbe, beribis lo, vatanya, but we learned before. Rebbe, omer, bechar not to be shnai, baby milveh, baby beribis. Steer in rebbe. Answers the Gemara, the Olam Rabbanan he, Ugmilvek Manda Gav Yadami. No, maybe it's the Rabbanan Shita, and the Hava, meaning that we said before, is really a maskana of this brisa. If it's a milve, so then you collect a milve because it's as if it's collected already. It's muhsak. But not ribis. Why not ribis? Why not ribis? So this is a big discussion in the Rishonim. When does the ribis is asr? Fine, it's asr. But when does the chiyav of ribis start? Does it start at the Shas Halva? If I record, I'm borrowing $100, I have to pay back $110. So when does that Chiyuv start? There are three possibilities. Does it start right away, along with the loan? If that's true, then our Gemara is difficult. Because if the loan is Mochsak, then the Ribbis will also be Mochsak. Unless you say that because I never gave you the Ribbis, that's why it's not Mochsak. But A, it might start at the time of the loan. B, it might start in increments as the loan continues. And number three, it might be a chas piron, by the time that you pay up. So it's very unclear, but that is a discussion here in the Rishonim. It's behind the discussion of, what about Rebbe? Rebbe says, you take a double portion in ribbis. Which ribbis? Ribbis that accrues only in the lifetime of the father, or even ribbis that accrues after? Let's say the loan is due only 3 months after the father died. So when, which ribbis you go by? You look in the Tosas Rid, it's only ribbis that accrued in the time of the lifetime of the father, says the Tosas Rid. And Rabbeinu Yonah says even afterwards, all the footnotes in all the Rishonim, the Rid for the Tosas Rid, they point out a steer in the Ritva. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. The steer in the Ritva, how do you calculate ribbis? Is ribbis from the beginning of the loan or at the end? Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow, and we'll mention a Ritva we had back in Ezeo Neshech, the uniqueness of the payment of ribbis. But we'll start with that tomorrow. But again, to remind today's sponsor, we actually had two sponsors today, we mentioned. The first sponsor was Arlene Michael Goldberg on the conclusion of the Shloshim for Arlene's father, Mr. Marcus Amigo Mordechai Ben Avraham. And Nesham Hashem and Aliyah. And also, Lezecha Nishmas, an anonymous sponsor, Yosef Rafael Ben Isser. Who's sponsoring today and the next 2 weeks, Yosef Rafal Ben Isar. Good opportunity, end of December, getting all the tax-deductible receipts, and enjoy, besides the ultimate tax deductions you're going to get, and that's the ultimate reason that we do the mitzvahs. Okay, we'll stop here.